This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Unlike the characters in Ishmael Bea's book, my first visit to a village in Sierra Leone was not a return, but a kind of awakening and an introduction to lives and experiences so very different from mine. Sierra Leone is one of many places I've traveled to throughout my career of making radio and sound and stories, and one of the topics of a talk I'm giving at Next Stage in Putney, Vermont, on Monday, March 31st. The talk is called Listening Beneath the Noise. Whether in post-conflict zones in West Africa and the Balkans, working with kids in America's urban environments, or discovering new ideas right here on Word of Mouth, I have come to consider listening to be a kind of lifeline.
If we continue to encourage the woman there, so all them boku rights there.
The tenuous peace in Sierra Leone is just one example of how listening encourages understanding. I crisscrossed that country after the 11-year civil war ended to help assess what it would take to set up a national network of community radio stations.
But Sheikh, last...
Now, serious thing I tell you so.
Let's ask you a question. If you not be woman, then you married. Don't say traditional married. Yes.
You may recognize a few words in the Pidgin English dialect from this episode of Atunda Ayenda. That's an extremely popular soap opera featuring characters reintegrating into the post-war nation. There are characters representing former child soldiers and rebel combatants and amputees and government officials and refugees and grieving citizens. This skit features a pair of men talking about an upcoming report on the status and rights of women. Episodes are produced every week to keep storylines current and to help seed discussions that may be heated, but that model dialogue between disparate groups without erupting into anger or violence. Hearing stories that warned against danger and communicated belonging is one of the reasons for the survival of our species. That capacity is hardwired in humans. I would go further and argue that careful listening promotes compassion and connection and can even resolve conflict, especially now in our heavily mediated multi-input world. It is the voices and stories that don't get airtime that interest me, like Janice Nieves, a teenager from Hunts Point in the Bronx, one of the poorest districts in the country. Janice recorded her own diary for WNYC's Radio Rookies Project and carried the tape recorder with her to confront her father about his heroin addiction.
When he finally came out the bathroom, I went at it. I wasted no time. You know, what makes you want to go and get cans from the garbage and take it to the supermarket? I mean, what makes you want to do that?
Because of how I make money.
But that's not the only way you can make money.
No, which other way?
Well, you can get clean and, you know, get other jobs.
But in dirty?
No, I don't mean... Okay, that's the wrong word. I'm sorry.
The way I look, the way I dress, the shirt, the pants?
No. Yeah. I'm talking about you doing drugs and thinking it's okay.
My quest to work with people whose voices are seldom heard brought me to the Third Ward of Houston, Texas, a bustling African-American neighborhood during most of the 20th century, until desegregation, urban renewal, and the crack epidemic left it mostly boarded up and emptied out. I worked there with local kids to collect the long-buried stories and memories of neighborhood residents whose families found work and community there, even if they were poor. Together, we shook the dust off the old stories of a vibrant neighborhood long left for dead.
It was a 24-hour street, Jack. I mean, folks lived on, I mean, they walked up and down the street. There was, you know, a lot of beer lounges, the El Dorado. That was the biggest thing the blacks had ever seen. Humming. Baby, they talk about deep down. There are either one or two things that could happen to you. You either made it with a lady, or you got yourself killed.
There are millions of similar stories tucked away and disintegrating in the minds of people and buildings that we may pass every day. Especially now when so many sources of information compete for our attention, it is often the loudest, most boisterous voices that get heard. Listening Beneath the Noise is about a lifelong pursuit of careful listening and what can come from it. You are warmly invited to come listen with me. Details on my talk and my visit to Landmark College in Putney, Vermont are online at wordofmouthradio.org.